If you've been dying for the chance to go out and spend a $1 coin emblazoned with the face of former President Grover Cleveland, you're in for a long wait. The Treasury Department is suspending production of the presidential dollar coins for circulation into the banking system for a very simple reason. There's very little demand for them. Neil Wolin is Deputy Secretary of the Treasury.
Since the United States Mint issued the first presidential $1 coin in 2007, the Federal Reserve Bank's surplus inventory of $1 coins has increased by more than 700%. Currently, about 1.4 billion surplus coins are sitting in Federal Reserve Bank vaults, enough to meet current demand for more than a decade.
Wolin spoke to reporters on a conference call just after agency leaders met with Vice President Joe Biden for a progress report on the Obama administration's campaign to cut waste. Treasury is mandated under a 2005 law to issue 4 new presidential coins every year. So far, they're up to President James Garfield, and they've minted 70 to 80 million coins for each president. But any future dollar coins will only be produced for collector's sets, not in the quantities the U.S. Mint would produce for circulation.
And as Secretary Geithner said earlier this morning in the cabinet meeting with the vice president, we shouldn't be wasting money on money people aren't using.
Treasury estimates the move will save around $50 million per year. At the Department of Health and Human Services, officials say their biggest contribution to the waste-cutting effort has been in the area of abuse and fraud of prescription drugs under Medicare Part D. HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius says they're cracking down.
We have the Government Accountability Office recently finding that 170,000 Medicare beneficiaries had received prescriptions from 5 or more doctors for frequently abused drugs like Oxycontin and Percocet. Not all of the cases are fraudulent, but some certainly are. And we know that criminals engage in doctor shopping, going from office to office, getting prescriptions from providers who don't know them. The same GAO study found that in the case of one beneficiary, he had received more than 3,600 Oxycontin pills from 58 different prescribers.
Up until now, Sebelius says, Medicare Part D insurance plans had been automatically paying those claims because the department generally requires them to pay pharmacies quickly. HHS is issuing new guidance telling companies to hold off on payment in situations where there's reason to suspect fraud. And Sebelius says under the Affordable Care Act, HHS has some new tools to stop improper Medicare and Medicaid payments before they go out the door.
For example, providers now have to go through tougher screening procedures before they can start billing Medicare. And we're giving investigators new tools that allow them to analyze data in order to identify and stop suspicious payments before they go out the door. As part of the law, we've also released new rules that give states the flexibility to recover improper Medicaid payments, already saving more than $2 billion, we project, over the next 5 years, with nearly $1 billion going back to the states.
The Justice Department has been working closely with HHS on investigating Medicare and Medicaid fraud and on other types of fraud across the government. DOJ's briefing to the vice president included $5.6 billion in fraud recoveries for 2011 in both civil and criminal cases. For example, according to Deputy Attorney General James Cole, the procurement fraud case against Sameer Itani and his company, American Grocers.
Itani and his company bought expired or soon to be expired food at deep discounts. After the food was shipped to his warehouse, he had his workers change the dates on the labels to make the food appear fresh. Itani then sold the food at a hefty markup to our military to supply American combat troops serving in Iraq and elsewhere. In addition to the $15 million settlement, Itani was criminally prosecuted and sentenced to 24 months in prison.
All three agencies say they're taking many other steps to cut waste, as they were instructed to do back in June when the president signed the executive order that launched the campaign to cut waste. One of the categories targeted for spending reductions was agency promotional products. HHS plans to send the Office of Management and Budget a plan to reduce swag by the end of the year. DOJ and Treasury say they've already done away with it. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.